going to be strung out all over creation. So it's a good thing that we're over here, because at least we're going to be close to part of them. You notice,
well, it's not too far from here to Terre Haute.
Well, it's not too far from Terre Haute, but it's far enough.
For our car, that's too
for
far.
For our automobile, that's too far, Pop.
From here to Jacksonville to Lemon.
Yeah, that's right. 35 miles. That's quite a bit of difference. You notice that we put the rest of our conversation on this small tape. We're running it at 3 1/4, so we won't lose out on it. 3 3/4, so we won't lose out on it too fast. So we're doing all right. We're doing all right over here.
Well, if I go to work,
won't
do better.
Well, we're not going to do that only as an emergency. That's when I'm laid up. I enjoy you being home too much. Let's see. There's something else that I wanted to tell Dad. Oh yes, Mr. Rust, who is the head of the Illinois State Fair around here, he's president. President of us called us the other day, and they found, I imagine it's part of your group, I would say, but they found a banjo player underneath one part of the grandstand that they hadn't used there in years and years. In fact, it's under part of the old one, and they asked him, they said, what are you doing? And he said, well, he said, I've been waiting. He said, what do you mean waiting? Well, he said, our leader, Charlie Miller, was supposed to pick me up, he said, a while back. And he said, what do you mean a while back? He said, well, about 1923 or 24. That's just about a while back. So I just thought I'd tell you that. I don't know whether he can get you for back pay or not, but
you can see what Gil Vaudeville now and stuff like that. Did you notice on that Jimmy Durante last night, he didn't perform as much as he usually does?
Yeah. Well, he don't have to.
I know he don't have to, but he usually did anyway.
Yeah, generally, but he didn't break down.
Too old, I imagine.
Well, you're never too old. You just finally get to the place where you don't have any talent anymore.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Run out of fresh material.
I run out of material. Of course, there's a lot of these people over here. I've been feeling them out. I haven't ever heard any of my stuff.
They'd like to run in for president of the Eagles here, and they've been putting out feelers to that effect. But boy, and I don't want none of that.
No, none of that. I'll tell you. It wouldn't be so bad if I had the time to do it. I mean, if I was retired or something, I wouldn't mind it.
Well, it'd still be bad even if you was retired.
Well,
then I'd have to join the auxiliary, and then they'd have me in that little rinky-tink band and all that.
Well, that wouldn't mean anything.
And my girls would disown me.
Yeah, the girls, they're not too particular about this fraternal life, you know. And of course, I go to the meetings occasionally and all, but I mean, I haven't, other than being the unofficial master of ceremonies for the club, why, that's about the only office that I'd ever hold.
Oh, we kind of
lighten
it up a little bit.
Yeah, we give them their money's worth when we go up, she's standing over the stove now. I got this thing in the kitchen. I'm sitting here. She's over by the stove now. She's got a meatloaf. And by the way, I went on the diet. Stayed on the diet. Went from 220-pound strip down to 184, and I quit my dieting about 5 weeks ago. And I haven't been overeating or anything, but I mean I've eaten plenty. And I generally weigh every Monday morning at oh, when I first get up, I've got a certain time, and when I first get up, about once a week, because your weight will fluctuate through the week, go anywhere from 3 to 4 pounds, according to my books. So, this morning, I just stepped on the scales just to kind of see how I was doing. I weighed right on the money, 184 pounds. So I'm real proud. And I went from 41 around the waist down to, I don't know what are those pants you had done to 36. And a fellow that does the pants for us, his name's Harry Crist. He's an old-time tailor, and all he does now is just makes alterations. And so he cut them, and he says, well, 36 as far as I can go, because he said, I don't want to overlap the pockets. And my sport coat, they took 4 inches out of it, had to take the collar and everything off, took an inch and a half out of it. And my green suit, it's a little big around the waist on me. And of course, my top coat, my overcoat and everything, they're just hanging on me, and I don't want to buy anything to this pour through till this next spring. So I've done real well, I think. Here comes Janet in. I'll turn this thing off. Just a moment. Well, that was more than just a moment, because the telephone rings. One of my railroading buddies wanted to know if he could come up and see me this afternoon. Margie had dinner ready, so we just took time out, and I tore everything down and got the dinner eaten, and so we're back. Janet's been down to the shopping center.
Yeah,
the cook eater. Margie's as bad as you are, sis. We got a neighbor dog next door, and it's outside now. She's opening the door, and it comes by and gets a cookie. Stranger don't take to like it too much, but he puts up with her because I think they're very, very dear friends.
One's enough for you. Lay that down for another one.
So we got the little dog next door. His name's Mickey, taken care of. Well, you can use the other side of this tape, but we're not, we don't have enough to put on it, but we did have enough for this one side, so we want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas, and
Happy New Year.
And a very Happy New Year. Get us a tape back and kind of tell us what's going on. And we'll be glad to answer them, and you answer some of ours. And
yeah, we kind of missed hearing your voice at the end of the tape.
Yeah,
we thought you'd say something.
We thought you'd say something on your Christmas tape, and we didn't hear a thing. And I said, well, that's a shame. So we'll get even with you. You'll have to listen. You'll have to listen to us. I'll put the instructions about how to play these things.
You'll need them. They'll need them.
Well, I'm mad. That's about right too. Janet?
And she's got her door shut.
No. Janet?
What?
Where are you at?
I'm in here.
Come here a minute.
Well, dinner's over and the dish is done.
Say hello to Papa and Sis, sir.
Hello.
That's them. Sis, she's making her a pair of slacks, and she's having a heck of a time, so she already knows what she's going to get for Christmas this year, so she said she's glad that she's getting it. Judy's going to give her paying for a sewing course for her. So what are you doing, ripping out?
Yeah.
Well, that's all part of learning, the rip and sew method.
Rip and sew. I'm not going to be too bad when she gets them done.
Oh, she does real fine work. She gets disgusted sometimes.
And I mean disgusted. She gets pretty well teed about this particular thing. If you'll notice this tape, Dad, I think maybe I might have hit on what I've been doing wrong. I think that I haven't been, that some of these tapes, it's got all the noise and the ticking and everything on it. It's some that I haven't used my magnetic eraser on, that we've just erased as we've taped. And I noticed the difference, you know, between the...
Oh, it could be.
Could be, and this one here is a brand new little tape that I'm using. And so I want you to listen to it. And then listen to some of the other, and I think maybe that's what it is. Well, listen, we've got to get this done.
We've got more cards to finish and some things to do and last minute things I have to do here.
I mean, our card list is cut down quite a bit, but we've got just about that many people up here, you know, to send cards to. We've got quite a few.
It's hard to cut out on the card list because people will send you and then you feel like you should send the card.
Yeah, that you're obligated to send them one. It makes it kind of rough. How's the TV business, Dad? I've never heard you mention it. Are you still taking care of Smith Jewelry, and are you still taking care of all of the fellas down at the firehouse and the pleatsmen and all those people? Or if you're doing that, answer and let me know how you're doing, because I mean I'm really interested in how you're making out. We've got your picture sitting right out here with Margie and I, and everybody that comes to the house, why I have to show them your and Sis's picture.
They want to know who that other woman is with Smokey.
That's right. Yep, and those two together, I mean the resemblance there is, you know, I didn't believe everybody. They'd say, well, you look just like your dad.
Yeah, and the older he gets, the more he acts like you. As long as he's alive, you'll never be dead.
Oh, we have a little run-in every once in a while, you know, and Sis, and she'll say, the older you get, the more you get like your father.
Sis, he is. He is just this dad over again.
And when you get it, Sis, one of these days, send her one of them confidential tapes.
I didn't know the world was ready for another one.
Well, I thought if you'd send another one of them confidential tapes and kind of tell her, I mean, maybe as you grow older, maybe there'll be some good things happen to me. You reckon?
Huh? Well, they better hurry up and start her. I'm going to be looking around.
Well, I don't think if she looked around, Dad, she'd ever find any better material than what she's got right here.
Yeah, but I've worked on that trying to improve what I got to begin with.
Isn't that,
That's
boy.
Been a job, too.
Well, listen, we've said goodbye three times now, and we always think of something else to say. But we're going to be looking, and just in a minute, you can, we'd like for you to send us a tape and do a lot of talking. If you don't do nothing but go, blah, 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 why, that'll... At least it'll be you, and we'll be talking to you.
The time is 3 minutes till 4.
Yeah.
And it's been quite a long time.
So there'll be a little left on the end of this tape, but maybe you can erase this and use it for one of them real fast ones back, and then you can make a great big one for us. Have a real fine time, and think of us Christmas Eve, and whatever you do, drink one for me.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, two for me.
Yeah, two for her, and... Drink one for Sis, and Sis, you drink one for me, and I'll drink one for Dad, and
Mark. Well, there's got to be a halt someplace.
Okay. So we'll see you, and again, Merry Christmas, Dad and Sis.
Bye.